Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to the year-ending special, hour and a half long, smooth drama show. Yeah, aside from 100 falling all over herself trying to kill us in the virtual studio here. We gonna go crazy tonight. We gonna go over not everything, but we gonna go over what we think is some of our funniest shows, funniest stories that we've covered. We definitely gonna name our hater of the year. We gonna name a dumbass of the year, and of course we gotta talk a little conspiracy and politics also. While giving you some good music, and 100's gonna get nasty on the air. So if you wanna holler at us, feel free to give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the call in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call in number. We, of course, want you to go to our Smooth Drama site. You can check us out there at www.smoothdrama.com. Got videos. Find out about me and 100. You can join our Yahoo group from there and be on the lookout. We're going to be putting up some new, fresh stuff up on the site. Be on the lookout for that. It's going to be hot when you see it. It's going to be like, wow. But we social network. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Add me, I add you back. My yearbook, Facebook, tagged Dick Hugger. Add me, I add you back. We can talk a taste on it. From this to that, sneakers to hat. But, of course, I know y'all trying to holler at 100. So, 100, you want to tell them where they can catch you at?
Yes. First of all, moving forward, forget about the Miss Short Thang, THANG. Don't worry about that. Focus on following me on Twitter. It's at 1100 HUNVRB percent PRCNT. All right, that's on Twitter. Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook. And Miss 100% at yahoo.com, email me. Forget about the I'm not on BS. I figure I'm giving you guys too many options. So if I narrow it down, you know.
They can come correct if they narrow it down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help, you know.
You're trying to help their situation now.
Sometimes if you give people too many options, they just don't know what to do. So because before when they only had one option, I was getting a lot of, you know, people, you know, hollering at me. So maybe now, I just later on we'll see in 12. Maybe I just cut it back down to one option. So, but
well, one
choice.
All right, y'all heard it. You know, you gotta make a choice. You're gonna get one choice, one chance. You miss out, that's your ass. That's it.
That's your ass, Mr. Postman. Oh, that.
And speaking of ass. Me and 100, we, you know, this is our special, our special segment here. We do our sex show we've been talking about doing. We give out, sex tips, to help you and yours enjoy the festivities of each other. That sounds correct. now,
a little, you know, maybe just some little, not necessarily sex tips, because the sex, you know, sex is easy, really, but we like relationship enhancement techniques. I like that more. That
All right. Enhancement techniques without the drugs and without the warnings. If you take this after 4 hours, if you still got some lingering.
After 4 hours, if it's still lingering, I'm still on. But anyway.
Well, I'm gonna start off. You know, I gotta go into my Dr. Dick mode here. Yeah. My first enhancement tip.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge the penis. Hold it. Rub it. And if you just kiss on it. I mean, there's nothing that says you care more than acknowledging the penis. Just, you know, let them know that, hey, you know what? I acknowledge your penis. I see it. I'm touching it. I know it exists.
That, you know what, I think that's perfect because it goes with mine perfectly because mine was fellatio. It's a great gift for any occasion. So, you know, happy birthday, baby. There you go. I mean, you know, don't be afraid, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next. I'll say this, ladies, being naked with heels or knee-high boots or sexy lingerie or just with no panties on, I can tell you, I can tell you, that's sexy, it's a lasting memory, and I'm having flashbacks right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, go hard or go home. That's really all I wanted to say. It's like this.
Mm.
Bring a game. Do not talk mess. Don't say nothing. A woman like a doer, not a talker. So, you know what I'm saying? When you get a hold of it, wear that thing out. But don't run your mouth. Don't you know, keep bumping your gum because that's not something.
I think what you want to say, if you're going to bump your gums, be bumping your gums while you're bumping it going hard in the paint.
Yes, go hard in the paint. Go hard or go home. No lane.
All right.
You can't do it now.
No lane. Go hard or go home. Also, ladies, text or email your man or love interest a picture of your goodies. Because I can, or you in sexually suggested positions. Because, you know, like Ray Charles said, sung the song Georgia on My Mind.
You know that's right.
I'm telling you, that puts your vagina or your sweet ass on your man's mind all day.
Yes. So mine to, you know, go along with that is really weird because we did it separate, but all of them are lining up with each other. Mine was play out your fantasy. Don't be afraid. If you got that significant other that you trust, you cool with, let her tie you up. Let him tie you up. Ain't nothing wrong with a little spanking every now and then. You know, I'm naughty all the time, so I deserve a good spanking. And I know other people out there, you know. So, I mean, play out your fantasy. Don't be afraid to share with each other what's really on your mind because it might be what's on his or her mind, too. I mean, you just never know.
So, y'all know, if Santa didn't come to your house,
he was at my house.
And speaking of which, you know what? You're talking about, you know, being naughty all the time. You know, I have some people, they like to masturbate when nobody's home. Masturbate. masturbate when your mate is there. In the room. He in the home, he in the room. I can tell you that if he sees you doing it, mm-hmm. if he doesn't help, y'all need to break up.
You know what? And that goes the same for ladies, or the ladies like to see their man. So, guys, don't be afraid to just, you know what I'm saying, do it. Just get busy. Don't tell me you're going to do it. I don't want to play by play. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just surprise me with it. Let me walk in on you. Yeah.
Just,
or you know, if we just having a casual conversation, and you just take it out. It just
hello.
That's what's up.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm chilling.
So, how's the weather?
Woo, man, it's.
Mm-hmm.
Steamy up in here, and you know that I think the openness, people just, you know, as you said, the fantasy, people have fantasies and they're afraid to express themselves.
Yeah.
People are afraid of what everybody would say.
Yeah.
Or think. When, and I think that's a societal issue.
Yeah.
Because society is always focusing on what you don't have in common.
Right.
And what you shouldn't be doing, because we're all doing it.
It's so dirty.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so good. I mean, the dirtier the better.
Funky.
In my book. I mean, as far as the fantasy thing, okay, try something new at least once a month. You know, if you try and you don't like it, don't do it no more. You try, you like it, don't do it all the time because you don't want to run it in the ground, but, you know, throw that into your repertoire.
I believe the words of variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
You know, change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a comedian that said, if you know you've been ran out of freaky, if when you're about to have sex with your girl get in the position without you telling her anything. She already know what you about to do. Okay, doggy style, missionary, on my side. That's what's up. I know my man. I know what we about to do. So you don't want to be, you know, so predictable like that. Get like Jamie Foxx and be unpredictable.
Really?
I like it that way. I mean, pull my hair and drag me to the edge of the bed. I mean, you know what I mean? It ain't gonna hurt me. I'm not sensitive. All
right. Well, I mean, I hear you say pull your hair and drag you to the end of the bed, but
what you think you gonna do when you drag me to now?
Well, I mean, but see, that's the whole. If the guy don't have the strength to pull his shoulder out, you can cause all kinds of injuries.
Come on, ladies. You know you gotta help him out. You know. Help the brother out. You know, okay, guys. If you reach for the hair and you tug, she will come along with you. Okay? You don't have to, like you're beating on her or nothing.
Hold on. let us, we gonna remix that. now, repeat that again. Say that again.
All right. If you grab the hair and tug as it, you know, pull, she will go along with you. She knows what to do. When you grab that handful of hair and you pull, she's crawling right along with you. So she knows exactly what you want and where to go.
Yeah, but make sure you know your woman, because you don't want to pull your woman's weave out.
I mean, but any woman that's getting dirty like that, either she ain't going to have none in or anything came out already. I said go hard or go home. We ain't worried about what we looking like. We sweating out perms and all of that. We, you know, fake nails and flipped off and everything. I said go hard or go home.
All right. Come correct or don't come at all. Now let me ask you this question, and I always it amazes me. You know, we compartmentalize everything when it comes to relationships and how people are and how they should be and how they should react. You know, case in point, when you look at the history of the world, when you talk about sex, what a man do, a woman do it, she a hoe.
Right.
You know, what a man is celebrated for,
mm-hmm.
a woman is downgraded on.
That's right.
And I think that leads to some of the negativity in relationships, because a man wants his woman to be experienced and pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like you don't want to acknowledge that she should be able to enjoy herself also.
Right. Which I think is just a low to be at. It's like you said, if a man, you know, can bed 5 women in a day, he's, oh my God, he's a stud, he a pimp, he a player of the century, player that whatever, you know. But if a woman can bed, and which, trust me, guys, it is not hard. It might be hard for y'all to go 5 times in a day, but it's not hard for a woman to go 5 times in a day. But if she does it, or if it's heard about, then she's the biggest, nastiest, slutty skank in the history of the world.
Well, I think that that's one of in history tells us that women are better at it than men. You know, women can accomplish things, like you said, woman can go 5 times, nobody would know.
Right.
Where a man, it's just not possible. Well, it's possible, but. You know,
it's possible, man.
You probably
it's possible. Can't
do nothing else for the rest of the week.
yeah. But what is even more, I guess, confusing to me is how can you, at one point, on one side, you, because it's not just women that saying is, it's a lot of men that's putting this label on women as being hoes too, because it's like, on one side, you want a woman to, you know, be as nasty and as freaky as your fantasies can explore, but then on the other hand, you want her to be a good girl. Okay, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to really have to, you know, deal with reality here, because if she being nasty with you like that, you can't have it both ways. One minute you want to be, you know, having a sucker attack is what I'm referring to. I put it that way. A sucker attack, because she giving it to you so good that all of a sudden now you just start thinking, I wonder what she was doing before me, or I wonder if she doing it like that with other people. And if you got to worry about that, then handle your business and make her your woman. Quit playing games and trying to act like you this big player when you really not. Quit taking the phone.
Well,
like I said, go hard or go home.
All right. And on that note, we gonna go hard here. We're going to go on break here. This is my boy's HISD, Sheetrock.
Yeah.
together you got to smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with Charles Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. That, yeah, that was H-I-S-D, Sheetrock.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I forgot, since we got like 30 seconds left to spare, you know, I forgot one thing, 30 seconds. The shower. Make sure you have bars in the shower. Just be careful. We don't want no broken legs or busted heads, you know what I'm saying? But the shower is always a wonderful place. But make sure the bathroom is good and steamy first before you get in the shower. Just.
Well, what 100 is saying to you people who are... let me see, awkwardly challenged. Have the little kids grip in your shower so that there's some footing.
Yeah, make sure you just be careful, but
yeah. Be careful. And speaking of being careful, not we of course we don't know how to do that. We gonna go over our top stories. 2011, some of the stories, excuse me, that stood out to us. I'm thinking a slight change up here. For me, starting off, one of the stories that really, really just stood out. The NCAA lawsuit, where a lot of the college athletes who were stars in college and who are now not even playing in college, have been playing in college for decades or so, Ed O'Bannon, Oscar Robertson, Chris Webber, they're suing the NCAA. Because the NCAA continues to make money off of them. They are using their images and their likenesses on trading cards, jerseys, whatnot. And while you're a student athlete, they say, of course, to remain eligible, you can't make money off your image or whatever. You can't sell your jerseys, whatnot. Not that it stops the NCAA. But Oscar Robertson hasn't played college basketball since the 60s. And they're still selling his likeness on cards and other objects, making money for the university. And he and Ed O'Bannon and other individuals like that aren't seeing a nickel. I think that's a little hypocritical.
I think that is a very good example of fuckery.
That's it?
Yeah. That comes in when you say, as a student, athlete, you can't accept gifts or do anything to make money off of your own God-given talent.
Right.
But we can make money off of you
right. Until
you die.
Right. And that's the key word there. Well, not even until you die. Because after you're dead,
they're still going to be making, when you die, they're going to make even more.
Right. They're still going to be running their commercials. They're still going to be selling those jerseys.
I
think it's hilarious that the NCAA don't think that they should pay athletes after the fact. If you're going to use my image, because I know goddamn well you don't use my image I don't go to UCLA no more. I'm Ed O'Bannon. I'm like, hey, you got to pay me or don't use me at all.
Yeah. Every last penny that you made off of my likeness, you need to be breaking me off from the time that I left that school until this very day.
Exactly.
And then after that, do not use me ever again.
Well, it should be, I should have the right, we sign a mutual licensing agreement where I'm going to get a cut. That was one of the stories that I thought needed a little love out there because nobody was talking about it. And I'm like, y'all don't think this is a serious story? I mean, I know we had the other bullshit stories about politicians, you know, sending pictures in their drawers, whatnot, but was that more important than this?
Probably not.
Another story, a couple of stories, they kind of go hand in hand. You know, we lamented about Herman Cain. the woman who came out, I believe is, I'm not even gonna say her name because I'm not gonna give them no credit for anything, but basically said that people are attacking Herman Cain because he's black and a conservative. Like, you know, black folks are attacking Herman Cain because he's black and conservative. Yeah. And basically phrasing it in a way like, well, if he was a liberal and black, there wouldn't be an issue. And it's saying that, okay, our conservative blacks are better than your liberal blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's basically what she said. Our blacks are better than your blacks.
Your blacks.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And we talk in these matters. Talk about Herman Cain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm hurt that Herman Cain had to drop out because, hey, I so wanted to see Herman Cain and Obama in the debate.
I mean,
I would have wore some white gloves and hung out with some Klansmen just to watch them on TV watching a light-skinned black man and a dark-skinned black man debate. Not that we care anything about either one of these cats. I mean, I know it's sacrilege to say I don't love Obama, but I'm sorry, I don't. And I definitely don't love Herman Cain, although I'm not quite where Miss 100% is.
I mean, he just, it's funny because I miss him. I mean, watching him was like turning on Comedy Central or something. Because he was just so hilarious to me. I mean, the way he talked, you know, wait a minute now, wait. I told this woman. That's what I'm saying to myself when I was saying. I mean, he just, can you get any more? We're not supposed to say the word retarded because remember, it's a hurtful word to people that are retarded to call somebody retarded.
What you want to use a big word like asinine?
Yeah, let's call him an ignoramus.
Okay, I can deal with
that. He's just so hilarious to me. But the thing that really, really got to me was the heifer that came out in public and said, can I talk about what I'm not supposed to talk about? You had already said it. It's like, are you serious? Like, I should just cut you for that. You know that.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the woman who,
the gag order lady.
Yeah, you signed a gag order. You took the money, and you're basically asking Herman Cain, "Hey, you know what? I know that I signed a gag order. I know that I'm not supposed to talk about it, but if you will please give me the permission to dish you, it would be greatly appreciated."
Right. It's like you already talking about, because just to say, well, I signed a gag order to not talk about an affair that we had. Wait a minute, lady. You already talked about it. You just said, what more is there to talk about? You just said, gag order, paid, affair. That's really all we need to know.
Right. Or the woman who actually came out and said, "Yeah, we did 13 years together."
Yeah, 13 years.
And I feel like I want to take control of the process and talk about it. You could have had the President of the United States in your pocket.
Just the dumbest wench.
Herman Cain had a chance to win. And,
yeah.
I mean, because he had a mustache.
There you go with the mustache theory.
I can't stop with the mustache. His mustache was so mustachy. And he was so intelligent.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, my God. May he rest in peace.
Yes, again.
In peace, yes. Again.
The artist formerly known as
Osama.
Or what I like to call him, Scarface. I mean, the man was reported dead way back in
2003.
But we resurrected him again. And killed him again in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Could have shown off the body, but nah. We wanted to give our enemy a proper Muslim burial overseas after we have riddled him with bullets.
So we just figure we just hang him out from a helicopter on a string and just dump his behind in the ocean. That's a proper Muslim theory, as respectful as they put it.
That's how I'd have done it. supposedly.
Pictures ever come out, they still never release those pictures, those photographs.
Well, they've thrown out speculative pictures, but I'm like, for the people out there, yes, we don't believe that he was killed this year. I'm sorry, there are folks who thought that we were, you know, being the assholes, whatever. But, hey, I believe that he was killed 2003, like most informed people believe that he was already dead.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all believe that, oh, yeah, we killed him, but we won't show the body, we dumped the body. Yeah, I have some real estate to sell you.
Right.
In my backyard.
Well, the whole thing about that, the biggest thing that stuck out of my mind about that story was, you know, the chanting, you know, the celebration. Oh, you know.
Well, that's why they did it. They wanted to make people feel good,
right,
with all this bullshit that's going on here with the economy. So you fabricate a win. We got Osama bin Laden. Woo! Yeah. He was already gone, though.
Yeah. That just bothered me to see, you know, people just so happy about war and death and murder and, you know, all of that. You know, it just bothered me. And it's like, how does that make our nation any better than their nation if we're happy to just, you know, execute people?
Well, look at it like this. All the people from Iraq, they get to go over to Afghanistan and spend some quality time tending to the poppy fields in Afghanistan that Osama bin Laden was the king of.
Right.
He was Mr. Poppy Seed.
And that's the reason why he got, or whatever.
Right. That was the reason for the season over there. Another story that, to a lesser political extent, but still touched me. The Kentucky truck driver whose penis was cut off, amputated, without his consultation.
Yeah.
Didn't talk to the wife or nothing. It's like the doctor said, I found cancer in his penis, so I cut it off. No. No.
I don't have a penis. But if I did, let me decide if I want to keep my cancer-riddled penis. Don't just cut my stuff off and my wife's sitting right there. You couldn't stop for a few minutes and come out and say, you know, because she, I imagine she would be the medical power of attorney, right? So why not ask her? Because she could make that decision. You know, if she want to lay next to a cancer penis, then let her lay next to a cancer penis. I'll just cut it off like you're doing me a favor.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was done a favor.
Honestly, I think it was a mistake. I think he slipped up and did something wrong and messed the man up where he had to cut his penis off. And, I mean, they, to me, it was just...
All we know is we still be fighting right now.
Yeah, I mean, documents that say I had cancer.
I'm the eunuch that'd be in jail right now. Anyway. I'd have got him back, but probably not like the man in Connecticut who, to get his ex back, he did a Craigslist ad and sent a whole bunch of people to his ex's house saying there was an orgy. That to me is one of the funniest things.
I think that is just so colorful. He has a very creative imagination, don't you think?
No.
I would never in a million years think to get back at somebody. I would just have an orgy, but have it at her house and don't show up.
Yeah, I don't think she thought that was funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady. That's hilarious. You must have really did something bad to him to make him do that.
He could have just been a dick. Anyway. Sort of, I mean, but on the opposite, the woman who uses her urine as perfume.
And you know I don't like that pissy happen.
I was trying to figure out what that was about. Well, we know what it's about. Basically, you're going to take it. You're going to take my urine and love it.
Oh. That's just so disgusting. I know. We just gonna move on. We gonna just breathe over that. Okay.
Breathe over that and I'm gonna hold my nose while I'm breathing.
Oh my.
Sally Kern was an interesting person. She made the comment about minorities and how they didn't really want to go to school. They didn't want to excel. They wanted the government to take care of them.
Minority. Can I play devil's advocate for about 30 seconds?
Go on, drop your 30 in.
All right. Sometimes the truth is hard to face and it's hard to hear. Because it's not, not to say that there aren't other races that do it, but we're actually talking about minorities. We're not talking about, you know, Caucasian or whatever. We're talking about minorities. And I know quite a few people that get grant money and buy a car, clothes, go out, you know, and it's money that the checks are sent to them instead of sent to the school, and they don't use it to go to school. And it's a game that they run. So I don't totally agree with her, but I can understand where she was coming from and making that statement, because as a student myself, I have to come out of my own pocket as well as get loans and grants to pay for my entire education. And when you see people that's just getting free money and they're not using it for the intended purpose, and then they can just keep on doing it and nothing happens to them, it kind of pisses you off. I've seen it over and over and over. So, kind of, I feel it a little bit.
Okay.
Sorry, but it's the truth.
All right. Well, we want you to spit the truth. Now, what's the truth on the man that was pretending to be not able to take care of himself and wearing a diaper and having grown women his grown ass diaper?
Oh, he just got to be the nastiest ass in captivity.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I have nothing to say about him at all. You know, your grown ass. Yeah, I mean, you're getting off on grown women changing your diaper.
You getting off on messing on yourself and letting grown women clean you up and change your diaper. That's the part that bothers me, is you sitting your grown behind there every day, several times a day, messing on yourself.
Whatever.
Oh God.
I'm done with him already. He made my stomach hurt. Now the guys who really, and our number one story, I know it shouldn't be number one, but I'm sorry. The villagers who killed the man with the magic penis.
They is some freaking haters.
Why would you kill the man with the magic penis? They thought that he was having sex with them from his hut across the village.
Let me tell you something. If there is a guy that can mind screw me that good, I'm not killing him. I'm sending him checks every month. We got a standing appointment every Tuesday and Thursday. Yet, at this time, I will lay on my bed and you mind screw the hell out of me. Just wear it out, you know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, because if he's that good, then he don't even have to put it in. He can just mess with your mind. Oh, yeah.
Okay. On that note.
Okay, I gotta leave because I'm going woo here.
Yeah, we have turned 100 on.
Okay.
We gonna go on break here. This is J. Rudy Damager. You can't stop the prophet.
Oh, look towards the darkness. Now, look towards the light. in a bit of a jam. I hope you can unstick yourself. Oh, and what you did to my wife? It was nothing. I have others. The song continues.
Together you got the smooth drummer,
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was J. Rudy Damager. You can't stop the prophet. Trying to stop Mr. Ignorance out there. Running rampant. Lord knows we've been talking about Mr. Ignorance and his crew. You've been busy.
Definitely.
Been real busy.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we got to talk about the haters.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about the haters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, we've got a few haters. We got that heifer that cut her husband's penis off because he wanted to divorce her.
You want to rush through that one, don't you?
It's not rushing through. It's, come on, dog. You know, these people, folks, you can't be left.
Yeah. But I think the hater part of it was how she did it. Like, didn't she tie him up and made him watch her put it down like the garbage disposal?
Yeah, she drugged him. She fed him food.
And as he came to,
man.
Oh, God.
Exactly. I mean, enough said.
Yeah.
Our second hater, the companies who said they don't want the unemployed, they want people who are already employed.
Illogic foolishness.
Yeah, am I missing something here? You don't want to hire the people who are out of work. You want to hire the people who have a job already.
So really, unless they can juggle two full-time jobs, like I know people juggle a full-time job and a part-time job or two part-time jobs, but who do you know nowadays can really juggle two full-time jobs and the family and all of the other stuff that comes along with being parents and all of that? So in essence, you want them to quit a job to work for you, therefore making them unemployed. So they have to be unemployed for a moment before they can work for you. So
whatever.
It's foolish.
It's foolishness. It's hate raid, all that. Jalen Rose and his documentary talking about, we thought Grant Hill was Uncle Tom because he played for Duke. Because Duke only recruited Uncle Tom.
This is a kid that has no idea of what a house Negro is.
Right. Well, I mean,
or Uncle Tom, or
right. I mean, but the point was, because Grant Hill, you know, both, and the thing that's funny is both of them have athlete fathers. It's just Grant Hill's daddy stayed and Jalen Rose's daddy didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he said, well, I meant it then, I don't mean it now, that's what I thought then. I mean, you don't put that stuff in the air.
If you don't mean it now, what is the purpose of even bringing it out? What's the purpose of putting that out into the atmosphere?
Exactly. That's why, like, yo, it's you can't put that stuff out there.
And I'm mad at you because your daddy took care of you.
Right.
What?
Exactly. Say it again. One more time.
What?
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you because your daddy took care of you. Okay. And my daddy didn't take care of me. So you a house nigga because your daddy took care of you.
Nothing else need to be said. The man who was cited for paying a ticket because he was upset he shouldn't have been ticketed, paying with 2,500 pennies. Like, all right, I'll pay it, but take these pennies. And they citing for it.
You don't think he was trying to be funny by doing that, though?
Yeah. And it was funny as hell.
Until he got that new
ticket. He got that citation? Yeah. Yeah, he probably didn't think it was funny then.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, what did they do? Create a law real quick and say, you cannot pay your fine with change, especially pennies. And then wrote him a ticket for paying a fine with pennies. Where is that at in the law book that you can't do that?
That's hate because they can't count. That's all.
It's crazy.
And last hater candidate, the law firm that was suing the 70-year-old woman for downloading porn off a BitTorrent site. It's like, and then they're like, well, we'll settle it for $3,400. She's like, I'm not paying you jack.
She said, you can kiss my ass 3,400 times. I'm not giving you nothing. I didn't do it. And if she did, I say we all stand up and give this lady a round of applause. Because it's 70 and you still got the, you know, the drive to want to look at porn. She'll hurt somebody. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to get in a mental picture and be like, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't have a mental picture. Now, going back and forth, of all the haters, I think, for me, the woman who drugged her man, because he didn't want to be with her, and then wait till he woke up to show him what she was doing with his penis. That's some cold calculating hate.
Yes. That's hate at it.
That for me is my hater of the year.
Yeah. I would have to agree with you, sir.
I mean, there's hate, and then there's, yeah, I'm going to drug you, and I'm going to keep rolling. I'm going to wait. Smoking a cigarette. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, you're awake now. All right. Let me hook you up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's awful. Exactly.
Cold calculating. Just, right.
Just a hater. No. we ain't going to talk about our hating ass no more. Hater of the year. Conspiracies. You know, we got to get into our conspiracies here. The fact that the police have military gear.
Yes.
The fact that Obama signed a law that says that you can hold and interrogate American citizens on American soil.
Mm-hmm.
Bill that was passed that can extend violent force toward American citizens.
As if they needed it, they were doing it already.
Right, but now
they can't get in trouble for doing it.
Right. So, as a conspiracy theorist, you know, I've been saying martial law forever and a day.
Right.
It's at the doorstep. It's knock, knock, knocking on mm-hmm. our door. And, I mean, when they knock, as we all know from history, they knock 6 in the morning with their boots. And they come in and they take you while you're in your drawers, whatnot. And that's what it is.
That is a scary, scary thought to me. To just be snatched up away from your family and taken somewhere. And, you know, your family cannot contact you. You can't, because remember, they don't have to give you a lawyer, remember?
Right.
So you don't have anybody there to defend you. And it's all for nothing. You've done nothing wrong.
Right. Exactly.
That's scary.
And we've got a caller.
Yes, Peter Spaceman.
All right.
Peter Spaceman, what's cracking?
Well, good.
You surprised the heck out of me. I didn't believe
did I?
Yeah, I didn't believe you was going to call, but you did, and I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good for surprises.
Yeah, okay.
What did he say?
He's good for surprises. Now we was talking about our conspiracies here. Now, our mutual homie, Jamil, he keeps bringing it up. I was talking about the legalization of marijuana, and I'm like, yeah, I think marijuana should be legalized. But he made a good point where he said, well, once it's legalized, then Big Tobacco gets a hold of it, and marijuana becomes like cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. I think the same thing. I think you're going to... you have some corporate wars to selling it. Like, it's not going to, a lot of people think it's going to be like, you know, something for like small businesses to get a hold of it. I don't think so. And I think in cities like Salt Lake, for instance, I think it's going to be controlled like our liquor. The state is going to control it. And, you know, I mean, we have Utah State liquor stores. We don't have Johnny's Liquor or, you know, Bobby's Liquor is controlled by the state. So, I don't know. In the real world, that's called a monopoly.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Now, before we go on here, because so people know, this is my longtime homie, my road dog, Peter Spaceman. Peter Spaceman, tell the people what you do.
I own a company called Space Up Group, LLC, and we are a management and product management group for Peace of Mind and amongst other things. We do events and shows and quite a bit of product management stuff. We work directly with Peace of Mind Entertainment, which is a record label out of Houston that has groups like Radio Galaxy and HISD.
But you were sounding spaceman-y there for a second.
Yeah, I'm real spaced up right now. I'm just chilling. Just watched the Baylor football game, and that was real spacey. The score ended up 67-56.
Yeah, well, I don't watch bowl games. They don't count to me. They voted on. But that's just me. It's like me voting on. Well, yeah, I think this group is better than that group because they just sound better to me. I ain't down. Anyway, we seem to have lost Mr. Spaceman there. Mm-hmm. And on that note, we gonna take our last and final break here before we go into our dumbasses and our word of the year. This is we going way back. This is Donny Hathaway, Sack Full of Dreams. This is one of my favorite soul music songs of all time. Y'all check this out. The lyrics is deep.
Wanting to share all my dreams.
Your mama is in the paper and all her friends is calling her like, "Are you okay? I saw in the paper that you were dead."
Girl, Hattie, your picture in the paper, Hattie. Time to go obituary session.
And boy just wanted to take a break. He needed some vacation time.
That is just so trifling.
You're not that smart. Another one. The woman who had her 6-year-old daughter videotape her having group sex.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I had forgot about it too.
She didn't just move to the front of the line for me.
Yeah, she's
out of control. She's out of control.
Then there's the last but not least here in our group. The over in Europe, they made the bottle company, they told them that if you report that bottled water can help dehydration, we are going to put you in jail.
They don't want you to say that.
Hey, because water doesn't help with dehydration, obviously.
Maybe some scientists over there figure something out we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Coke must be it.
They're saying there's no scientific proof that water helps prevent dehydration. But so if you say it, you're going to jail. That's it, that's all.
Pretty much, yeah. But
that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, but they're the same people who said prune juice is not proven to make you use the bathroom either.
Right.
So they have the group of scientists that we never want to listen to.
Well, here's what I want to know: who's doing the testing on this? Because our body is like 85% water.
Right.
So you ain't got no water, you ain't getting no oxygen to your brain. And I ain't no scientist or nothing, but I know you need water for some oxygen. And I'm a former athlete. I played a little sports in my day. And I always felt a little better after I drank some water.
Well, yeah, as somebody who I did a little athletic endeavor here and there, and water helped me out too. But
I think a boxer, a football player, a tennis person would probably really make the difference on all that.
Right. So now we have a choice. Which one is our dumbass of the year? I almost forgot. I forgot, and I have to apologize. There's the Peruvian mayor who felt the tap. He feared that the tap water in his village will turn people gay. And then there's over in Saudi Arabia, the imam who felt that if women drive, they won't be virgins any longer.
Oh, too much vibration in the car?
I guess. Break the hype.
Engine vibration.
I didn't even think about that. That was a good one.
Wait a minute. Man, it's a couple more, though. What about them clowns who robbed the local convenience store in the neighborhood, and then they go to Facebook and post their pictures all over Facebook, and
right.
The dude's auntie told on them.
Yeah, they're stupid. But there's a lot, because rappers rap about all the dumb shit they did. You know, 1-900, get myself arrested on my album. So we have to go through which of these y'all think is the worst? Now, we have a vote from my blogger, Chocolate, who says the mother of the six-year-old taping the group sex.
Yeah, anytime you got, anytime the kids is involved in some adult shenanigans, you know, just like them clowns over at the clown over at Penn State and the other loser over at Syracuse.
Right.
Anytime, that's just takes the cake, man. Them dudes, man, is they different, man. That's just I just leave the babies alone, man. The babies don't want no trouble. Leave the kids alone, man.
Well, I know. In casting my vote, I think I have to go with the six-year-old having to tape her mama having sex. I don't see what tops that.
Yeah, wow. Other than just a woman taking pictures of her own child, molesting her own little boy, and sending it to the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's some sick stuff. See, that's I already told Fred I'm gonna break out my slap machine. And you know, and let me, for those who don't know what the slap machine is, you know, you strap down in the chair, you're in a dark room, and there's a big hand that just smacks you over and over again consistently.
I think, you know, because we got to start wrapping it up here, I think we're going to go with the mother of the six-year-old taping the group sex. Tied with, because I forgot about that heifer that molested her own kid and sent it to the father. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's our dumb asses of the year, cold dumb asses. And while we're there, I think I want to, in our last minutes of 2011, I want to say thank you to my main man, Pete the Spaceman, for coming on and blessing us on the mic a few times this year. People don't know, he actually hosted the show with me last New Year. So I guess this is a tradition that we just gonna keep up. You know, get you every year. I want to thank all my bloggers, from Chocolate to my man Soul in the Hole, the Butterfly Effect. Yeah, it's so many. All of
the guests that pop in and out all the time, and don't never want to say.
Right. Yeah,
we know you're there. You're there all the time. So thank you, whoever you are.
Yes, we appreciate it. I thank all the wonderful guests that I've had this year. And knowing that 2012, we're going to do it even bigger. Y'all, please believe we got some stuff planned for 2012 that's going to take it to the next level. What's our word of the year, 100? Speak on it.
Thankism. I like that word. Just the pure stankiness of people. You know, you the audacity to go about life as if somebody owe your stankin' ass anything.
That's wow.
Just for me. Nobody owes you a thing. You know, but you walking around with that stank ass attitude, like you something when you're actually nothing. To me, it's
so get your space up. Got to be seen green, and it's a new beginning, baby. Cranberry.
All right. Well, you know, when this show ends, we go over into our live stream part of the show, and what we'll do is we will, once the blog talk part of the show ends, P, we will call you back so we can get your last words in on our live stream part of the show also, because we going to go out 2011. We sending 2011 out big, because, you know, I want to share some things that we normally don't get a chance to share here when we do our blog talk part of the show. And we'll start doing that, because y'all miss a whole lot of good stuff. If you're listening, you can go to livestream.com facebook.com/sdrama. You can go to our Smooth Drama site and just go to the watch the show live, or hit the chat room part, and you could check us out. We do it big at the end of the show. 100 gets really, really deep, and
so classic is not point.
Yeah, I get shallow. I get really, really shallow. But P, you know, just hang up, and when the show is over, we'll call you right back, because there's a little bit more we want to do. We are not done.
What's up?
You know, but once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. And yes, 2012, we coming hard. We going hard in the paint. I'm coming down the side. 100's coming down the middle. I'm throwing the alley oop, and she's going up. And
with your stink face.
And you get the stink face. That's how we do it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After Earworms, Miss 100%, and my main man, Peter Spaceman, the Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drummer.